Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Barbara Weltman back on the show. Barbara is an original founding member of our Brain Trust, the author of the J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes, 2015 now, and 14 if you got, you probably, many of you have that one, but this is the J.K. Lasser series that she's been authoring now for so many years. Among many other books, she's the one of the top experts in the world on small business taxes and on small business in general, and I'm happy to say she's our good friend, Barbara Weltman. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much.
It's good to have you back. She's an attorney, a tax attorney, ladies and gentlemen, and she teaches accountants about tax issues and a lot of other things. Very prolific lady. Barbara, what's the big news in the world of tax these days?
Well, there's so much going on. First of all, a couple of things. We're coming up to, we're not that far from the mid-September,
right,
when a couple of things happen. We have to pay our third installment of estimated taxes,
yep,
if we're self-employed. If you're a C corporation, an S corporation that was on extension, your tax return is due. So
we'll be filing mine before then.
Okay, so there you go. So we want to make sure we don't miss the deadline.
Yep, yep. And then, of course, if you're an S, you don't pay any tax. You just file your return.
You file your return, and then you're going to have to pay by mid-October.
Pay the personal by mid-October, exactly.
Exactly. Yep. So always something going on with taxes. And then, of course, on July 31st, Congress passed a temporary extension of the Highway Trust Fund measure, which included numerous tax changes.
Is it, for example?
Many of the filing deadlines going forward, it's not going to affect 2016 in many cases, 2016 filing season, but it will the 2017 filing season.
As in what? What dates did it change?
Well, for example, C corporations are not going to have to file till April 15th.
Really? They moved it a month?
Yes, that's so true, but then they moved back the partnerships in LLCs to March. and then they changed the extensions. Well, actually, those changes do kind of make sense.
Well, why don't they just move all of them to the same date? I mean, I understand moving one forward, but why move the other two back?
Well, this way the partnership and the S corporation will have to file mid March, but then they'll get the 6 month extension to mid September.
Mm-hmm.
So really, the partnership will now have
a six month extension instead of a five month extension.
Exactly.
I forgot about that. That's right.
Yeah. So some of the things make a little sense there.
Mm-hmm.
There are other changes, some of which are designed to combat fraud, and many affect individuals, not necessarily businesses, like more information on the 1098 that mortgage lenders have to send,
mm-hmm,
to borrowers. There's other changes where, this is a very interesting one, where people who inherit property now, the executors are going to have to send information returns about the value of the property,
mm,
in the estate. The reason this is being done is because the estates like to lowball the value so,
mm-hmm,
that they avoid tax or limit their estate tax, while the heirs like to inflate the basis so they minimize gain when they sell.
Right.
So now they're going to have one basis. It doesn't change the stepped-up basis rule for inherited property,
mm-hmm,
but it does keep heirs from going off.
And these are just things that got glommed onto the Highway Trust Fund bill.
Yeah, and many more. I mean, these are just, I just mentioned some of the things, but there are many, some affecting veterans. So mm-hmm. veterans, for example, now veterans with a service-related disability receiving benefits from the VA can still set up a health savings account.
Mm-hmm.
Previously, they were barred.
Good for them. So is what about the Section 179 increased depreciation?
Glad to ask, because we don't know. It's already the end of August.
We still don't
and
know.
Don't know.
They're doing this again this year like they did the last several years.
Well, yeah, but hopefully there is a possibility that...
I thought they fixed that in January. I don't know why I thought they fixed that. What about and the R&D credit? Is that the same thing?
Same thing. Same with all of the...
Without any sense of shame.
No.
They don't do their job. It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
And they wonder why the economy is languishing, Barbara. bunch of dummies. Anyway, all right, Barbara. I'm talking about the political class in Washington, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I'm talking about. Your delegation.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.